Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe the witnesses of His life, death, burial, and resurrection along with His ascension. I place my faith in the promises of eternal life made through my risen Lord. I am praying that you share in my faith today, and if not, I will pray that the message today will lead you to faith in the One who loves you more than life itself. He has proven it by dying for you.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows. Now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior.
Apostle John begins his gospel account of the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus with an explanation of his being the Son of God. Jesus is identified as the Word. We are taken back to the Genesis record where the creation of life is given. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. John tells us that by and through this Word, everything in all creation was made. Then John tells us that this Word, who was God and was with God, became flesh and lived among men. The other gospel writers fill in many details about the birth of Jesus. The account of the angel coming to Mary and Mary becoming the mother of the Holy Child, a baby born not by man, but rather by the Holy Spirit, is given. John's witness is to declare first and foremost that Jesus is known as the Son of God. This fact is fundamental, and a fundamental truth that separates disciples from the world we live in. We accept the witnesses like John, who tell us through the written word that Jesus is the Messiah sent from heaven. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus. He preached a message that would prepare the ears and the hearts of God's people to listen to Jesus. He gave his testimony that Jesus would follow him. It was John the Baptizer who calls Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. When Jesus came, John led his disciples to follow Jesus. Under the law of Moses, the blood of the Passover lamb was known to be the way and the means for salvation from sin. The continual offering of the lambs through the centuries of time had been made because the blood of a lamb could not fully be the sacrifice for human sins. It would take the blood of Jesus Christ to be a sacrifice once and for all. There are many shadows found in the law and the prophets that also testify in their own way about the truth that Jesus is the Christ who saves the soul from sin. Jesus began calling men who would tell this truth to the world. There was Andrew, Simon, Philip, and Nathanael. The gospel accounts tell us about John and James being called from their fishing business to become fishers of men. Matthew was called from his collecting taxes, which was a very unpopular and despised job at the time. But Jesus added this tax collector to his list of apostles. Soon all the chosen apostles were following Jesus, and they were being trained for the work of witnessing to the world that Jesus would be the crucified and the risen Savior. Another way that John shares the witness of the true identity of Jesus is that day he entered into the temple and becomes angry at those who were using the temple of God to conduct business and make a profit. God's house had been desecrated by men, and Jesus declares his authority by overturning the money changers' table and driving out all the cattle from the temple with a whip. Jesus said, "How dare you turn my Father's house into a market?" We take notice of the fact that Jesus stood that day in the temple of God, and he called it his Father's house. While Jesus was in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, he performed many miraculous signs and wonders. John does not tell us about all the healings that Jesus did. Many more were done by Jesus. That John says that if the record was actually written down, that the world itself could not contain it all. These miracles brought Nicodemus to Jesus. He had a testimony of his own. He came to see Jesus. He was among the Jewish religious leaders, and he addresses Jesus as Rabbi, which means that he acknowledged and recognized him as a teacher. But then he goes on to give the heart of his testimony. He says, "We know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." Nicodemus did not give testimony that Jesus was the Messiah at that time. He was coming to investigate for himself who Jesus really was and to find out his true identity. It is to Nicodemus that Jesus shares the verse of Holy Writ that defines the gospel message for us. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And then he continues on and tells Nicodemus, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." There is the testimony of Jesus himself that he would save the world, and that was the reason for his coming. Out of God's great love for all of mankind, he made his great sacrifice upon Calvary. There is so very much to teach and to learn about serving Jesus and living for Jesus in this life. But first and foremost is the establishment of faith that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, that he was sent out of God's love for humanity. This is the heart and soul of the Christian message to the entire world today. There is no racial boundaries. There are no human-made boundaries that prohibit anyone from receiving the eternal salvation that is declared in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the message our world needs to hear right now. For far too long, the Christian message of faith has been stripped of its power by creeds and doctrines, chosen names and traditions. It is time for the world to hear clearly that Jesus is the Savior who has come to save, and He has come to save all lives because all lives matter to Him. They always have and always will. The call of the gospel of Jesus is a calling that denounces sinful lives. And sin is not defined by humanity. It's not defined by man. Men cannot, in our fallen state and our fallen nature, decide what is holy and what is not. Only the holy God can declare what is righteous, true, and holy. He has written it down, and He has provided us with it so that we have all that we need to live holy and godly lives in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation. Repentance is a great turning of the heart and of the mind, the tongue, and our behaviors. Never can a thief steal and be a righteous man before God. The liar cannot continue in his falsehood and live and stand before God justified. The drunkard, adulterer, the homosexual, the bisexual, and the effeminate, murderers, rapists, and gossips will all be found guilty unless Jesus changes them. Today there are many voices which will testify that what we have just shared, some of these things, are lifestyles that are acceptable to God, but they are not. Once we have accepted John's many witnesses that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, we will listen to Him as the authority of what is right and wrong, what is good and what is evil. Many voices will declare the doctrine of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to be worthless, evil, and enslaving. How far from the truth they have come. The kingdom of darkness continues to spread its lies concerning the holiness of Jesus. Listen to John's testimony. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to His own, but His own did not receive Him. Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.